Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, November 28th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny, December wheat down 4¾ cents, and January beans up 9¼ cents. Interesting night overnight. We rallied about 22 cents off the opening prices, backed off about 17 cents, rallied about 7 back in the beans, so a pretty volatile day. The U.S. dollar, which was down almost a full penny, actually traded higher just a second ago on the day. So it's rallied almost a full point off its lows. Crude oil's rallied over $2 a barrel off of its lows. So a little bit of a mixed action out here. The beans really got up to some strong levels overnight, 1065. We got up to 37.34 in the oil. That filled an old gap on the weekly charts. I think we pushed this bean market about as far as we're going to go here for the time being. I really find it hard to believe we put in this kind of rally, almost 90 cents in the beans. And it's been very, very strong. Funds are long. I think it's a little bit of a problem out here. We generally make the highs the last Friday of the month. So certainly we could see new highs in here on Friday. But again, I think we got to some pretty good resistance areas. And with the wheat breaking and the corn breaking, I think it's a little bit hard to justify this. Now, the palm oil overnight in Malaysia was at new contract highs. So that certainly gave the bean oil impetus to move higher. We were 51 higher in the oil. The meal was only $1.20 higher. It was over $3 off its lows, off $3 off its highs. We'll see how this rally in the crude oil in the last couple hours is going to help the bean oil or not, but that could be offset by the rising U.S. dollar as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag out here. The weather around the country looks pretty good. We're getting some drought relief in the south. They've had a couple of inches of rain, and things are improving a little bit down there. World grain stocks look like they're going to be at record levels. It's just with the amount of beans that we're going to raise here and ultimately see, harvest is over, and now we've got this big Brazilian crop, a pretty good Argentinian crop. I just don't see this thing holding on here. We'll see what we can do here today. But I'm a little bit, as a matter of fact, I'm very skeptical of this bean market up at these levels now. So we've got the Clinton recount in Wisconsin. I don't ultimately think that's going to have a big impact on prices out here. I don't see anything keeping Donald Trump from taking the oath of office. So when it's all said and done, I think we're getting a lot of noise out of Washington, as we usually do. So that's really about it. Corn and wheat look to stay under a little bit of pressure. The beans had a good rally overnight. We'll see if we're able to hold it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.